This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 129th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. He had also chaired the meeting yesterday. The 3-day conference, which began on Friday, is aimed at strengthening centre-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. The meeting focuses on the theme Human Capital for Viksit Bharat, covering best practices and strategies for states and union territories to follow. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan hit out at the Congress alleging that the party had included the name of Mahatma Gandhi in National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005 only for electoral gains. Talking to reporters in Bhopal yesterday, Mr. Chauhan said, during the Congress government, MG Narega became synonymous with corruption. The minister said, under the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji scheme, it has been decided that decisions will no longer be made in Delhi, but at the village level. He said Gram Panchayats will sit together and prepare their own development plans. He emphasized that the number of guaranteed work days has been increased from 100 to 125 days.
We are providing employment from 100 to 125 days, so it will cost more. The proposed budget for the year 2025-26 was 85,000 crore rupees. Now the proposed budget is 1,51,282 crore rupees. The central government alone will spend more than 95,000 crore rupees. All the development work in the village will be done through this scheme.
The Supreme Court has taken Suomo to cognizance of concerns arising from a recent change in the definition of Aravali Hills. A vacation bench comprising Chief Justice of India Suryakant, Justices J.K. Maheshwari and A.J. Massey is scheduled to examine the issue tomorrow. The Apex Court's intervention follows public protests and strong objections over the redefinition of Aravali Hills. Environmental organizations and civil society groups have warned that dilution of the definition may legitimize mining and construction activities in the region, resulting in irreversible harm to the fragile ecosystem. The government has notified the operational guidelines for two major shipbuilding initiatives worth 44,700 crore rupees outlay, which are aimed at strengthening India's domestic shipbuilding capacity and improving global competitiveness. The initiatives are Shipbuilding Financial Assistance Scheme and the Shipbuilding Development Scheme. Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbanand Sonowal said that these guidelines create a stable and transparent framework that will revive domestic shipbuilding, boosting forward and backward linkage. In Myanmar, polling is underway for the first phase of general elections. This is the first election in 5 years after army overthrew the government of Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi in 2021. The takeover triggered widespread popular opposition. The military has termed the latest polls as a return to multi-party democracy. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the 4th T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Harmanpreet Kaur-led women in blue are already leading the 5-match series with an unassailable lead of 3-0. In the last match played on Friday, hosts defeated the visitors by 8 wickets. The India Meteorological Department has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions over most parts of northern India today. The Met Department has also forecast similar conditions over Odisha, Sikkim, Uttarakhand, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Northeast India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.